Other defenses. Humans possess a range of other naturally occurring obstacles to invasion and infection that help protect against potentially pathogenic organisms. The most important and most common defenses are the skin and mucous membranes, which are important mechanical barriers to infection. The skin also secretes fatty acids that are lethal for many pathogens. The normal flora, which can deplete the environment of essential nutrients that pathogens require, compete with pathogens for tissue binding sites, and slash or secrete naturally occurring antibiotics that can kill potential pathogens. Several other physiological characteristics and responses can be beneficial to the host. Fever, for example, may be an evolutionarily determined protective response. However, despite research indicating that this is likely to be the case, debate continues on the subject. Key point: as is the case with many other concepts, details in this area matter. While fevers may be beneficial responses in many cases, if a high fever triggers seizures or aggravates other underlying conditions like heart disease, its effects may be harmful or deadly. As such, it is important to understand the medical history of the patient and tailor medical care and responses based on their individual risk factors. Secretions, especially from mucous membranes, help protect against infection through both antibacterial agents and enzymes contained within the secretion and the promotion of flow. Examples of these secretions include, but are not limited to, gastric acid, saliva, bile salts, and tears. Note that other interventions can limit the efficacy of various secretions. For example, use of antacids or medicines that reduce gastric acid secretion may lead to increased susceptibility to pathogens in the intestinal system. The body also has a variety of macro-level physical mechanisms to expel invaders from the system entirely. These may consist of urination, defecation, vomiting, diarrhea, coughing, and sloughing of skin.